And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, this one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about, we send the show like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Somebody else who covers a lot of ground is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care. I really, flu season's upon us, that kind of stuff. Check them out. Southern Immediate Care. They're open 7 days a week. There's a whole chain of clinics all over our listening area. Places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Two newest ones, I think, are in Chelsea and Hoover. Southern Immediate Care. 7 days a week they're open. I mean, you wake up on a Saturday morning. Do you want to wait till Monday to go see a doctor? No. Southern Immediate Care. And listen, this is who I use personally. And I say that with all honesty. This is who I use personally. Why? Because I know the guy who owns the whole chain, and he is indeed a right-side ruffian. But I use them longer than they've been advertising on the show. In fact, I got them to advertise on the show because I'd been using them. So, yeah, every time I've walked in the door, friendly, courteous, clean, they get everything done for you, just Johnny on the spot. So check them out. You need medical attention? Southern Immediate Care. You can find them online, no location nearest to you. Do me the favor, though, when you go there, tell them you heard about it on this radio show, Right Side Radio. All right, let me jump on the phones. I think we got our favorite over-the-road man, Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, bud.
Good.
Except my Republican brethren lost the election last night in the town I'm in.
By
20 votes.
By 20 votes, no kidding.
20 votes. Oh, yeah. You know, every vote counts, you know. And
wow.
And it does.
Oh, it does. Every single vote counts. How many times have I told the story about my good friend and client who lost the race by one vote? Just unbelievable. What else is on your mind, buddy?
Hey, let me cue you all in on the Kentucky gubernatorial race.
Yeah, there. Tell us.
The reason why the AG lost was because he was black in a southern state. And, you know, MAGA, we're all bigoted homophobes and stuff. You know, we ain't going to vote for somebody that's black. You know, we're the people who stand in the doorways of schools and keep blacks out and write Jim Crow laws and everything else, you know.
Now, those were Democrats. Those were Democrats that did those things.
No. That can't be true. Why would a black person be a Democrat then?
Well, you know, I would hope that would not. And by the way, that guy is about as sharp as they come, man. I mean, he was just easily a sharp candidate, certainly deserving. Now, I looked at it and thought the only thing that might have scared people off was the fact that maybe they thought he was too young. But he'd been the attorney general already. Jeff, come on.
He would have been a good guy. That's like I say. But, I mean, you got to look at this, how the Democrats are going to say this. You know, if the roles were reversed, it would be because Kentucky was bigoted and racist, basically.
Well, I guess
that's what they'd be saying right now.
If Stacey Abrams was his campaign manager, she would certainly be already out there making the rounds saying that. But you know, that only works on one side, and we know it.
If we do lose this next election, though, I asked Dale Jackson this morning and everything where he would want to go to, but where are we going to flee to, after the next election and America collapses? Where's all the good
I am not leaving. I'm forming the Alamo Scouts right here in Alabama. I don't know if you heard my monologue. I'm forming the guerrilla operation, the Alamo Scouts, right here in Alabama.
Well, Dale's got dibs on Greenland. Because of global warming, it'll be a paradise in a few years.
That's a strong possibility. But Dale can have Greenland. I'm taking North Alabama. That's all I want. Just North Alabama.
But actually and truthfully, you think about it. If the Dems take over with what Biden has done with all this open border stuff and getting these millions and millions of people in, and if they wrench enough control, they grant them citizenship, you might as well call it a day.
Well, you say that, but right now what we're seeing right now is the Hispanic vote is actually trending away from Democrats. So I don't know, man. But I don't think they're going to get it because that takes congressional action. Biden can't do that on his own.
No, but if they take over everything, plus the if he's in there another 4 years, you know, or somebody's in there pulling the strings for another 4 years, you got the Supreme Court places, you know, that somebody may two or three come off of that, and they get enough numbers in the Senate and in the House. Stick a fork in us. We're going to be done.
I don't know. I think all those illegals, why would they even want to bother with citizenship? They get all the perks of being an illegal. They get everything they need, right? That's what we're hearing.
They can vote then. That's the key.
I don't know. They get to skip politics, in my opinion. Hey, man, got to go. I got somebody else hanging on the line. Jeff, be careful on the road, man. We appreciate you. Let me jump over here to line two. Roy from Pinson. Hey, Roy, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, thank you for taking my call, buddy.
Sure, absolutely. What's on your mind?
Hey, brother. Well, I first off kind of let you know who I am, which it doesn't mean anything except the kind of person I am. I am an assistant pastor at the church in Logansport, and I own a small business in Irondale. And so I'm kind of in the middle of everything all the time, so I see a lot of things going on. But I wanted to discuss the issue with Trump.
All right.
And the issue with Trump has nothing to do with his legal trouble and his smart mouth and all that. It really, those kind of things, I can overlook to an extent. I do get tired of hearing whining all the time. But the real problem is he's just not a conservative. And I'm ready to vote for a conservative because I know it's going to be a conservative. It's going to take a real conservative that has conservative principles to get us where we've got to go. We can't continue to compromise and play politics and footsies with the left and the right and everybody else, the homosexuals, the transgenders and everything else, when that's not going to fix anything. You know, it may sound pretty, may sound bold, but in the end, we're right back where we started when you leave office. And that's why we're in the shape we're in right now.
So let me ask you this, Roy.
Yeah, 2 years.
Hey, Roy, let me ask you this.
I'm sorry, kid. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, oh, well, sure. Why not?
I know I'm used to preaching, so you can stop me because this is your show, buddy. But he had 2 years with the Republican Congress. We still have Obamacare. He increased spending so much with an economy that was starting to boom that his deficit was greater than Obama's the next 2 years. And so, in fact, you know what it was the third and fourth year.
So here's the thing. I gotta say something on that though, real quick. And I'm, by the way, this is not an endorsement of Trump. All right. When I hear he was not conservative enough, then. Yeah, you can't fault him for what the legislature couldn't do. I mean, granted, you'd love to believe he could pull it across the line, but it was John McCain who shot down the Obamacare vote. I do agree that I don't think his spending was where it needed to be. He still overspent. But I also look at the fact that we had the Trump tax cuts, which were huge. I mean, that was a big deal.
Now, he did some great things. Now, I'm not going to discount that. He did some great things. But I want to say this. It doesn't take a great supernatural guy to have done the things he did. I mean, number one, he opened up drilling. And anybody with a brain knows that we've got to drill for oil.
Well, we do. So what you're saying is we were actually energy independent with Trump, right?
Pardon me?
We were actually energy independent with Trump. I mean, let's word it in the broader sense.
But any conservative would have done the very same thing. And another thing is he did the tax cuts, and the tax cuts were a big deal too. You know, when you have the corporate tax cuts like he did, those really helped bring some of the business back into America that was going out.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out where you don't like him. I'm all for Trump. You can't argue with me. What I'm saying is without 10 seconds to go, Roy, put a lid on it, man. Which way do you want to go? What is it you
let's leave it with COVID and Fauci. You can look at those two things, and he gave Fauci an award at the very last day of his presidency. and I'll leave it at that. Love you, buddy.
No, I think I can go with that. I don't disagree with that one. I think that Trump should have done more in a conservative bent on COVID. I think he thought he was headed down a good road, and it turned into a monster. I think he empowered Big Pharma, and he empowered Fauci, and then that turned into just a beast. And then I think we also got to look at the fact that I do believe his spending was not where it needed to be. Beyond that, it's hard to find anybody. Here's the thing. One of the things that has to happen is we have to have a leader. And I'm gonna put a lid on this and head to a break in a second. But we have to have a leader. I'll never forget a friend of mine in the legislature when Trump was first running. I was not on board. I did not like the idea of this guy Trump. I didn't think he was going to wind up being of moral fiber. I didn't think he was going to wind up having the ability to do it. I thought he was going to wind up being, you know, this self-entitled guy who was going to come in and he changed my opinion. He literally changed my opinion. So I wound up really loving what was happening during the Trump presidency. Everything? No. You're not going to find a perfect candidate. But what we had in Trump that I think I see in DeSantis also is a strength of will and the ability to withstand the onslaughts of liberalism that most people don't have. He had the unmitigated ability to look liberals in the eye and go, I don't care what you say. I'm so sick of seeing wishy-washiness get elected. We do not need tepid. We do not need, I'm going to be there to help reach across the aisle. You can cooperate on things that are not necessarily grounded in principle. You could certainly find the gray areas and find compromise. But what you don't do is give away the principles. You don't give away the country first in order to get compromise. And there's very few people running right now that have a proven strength of will to, I think, handle that. All right, we got to take a break. And then I got to read some text messages, man. I got to. Thanks, Roy, for the call. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. About to wrap it up. Boomer, I reckon it's going to be a two-dipper day. But it's only because it's been so good.
It's been way too good.
We'll see what John does with the greats.
Ooh.
I'm not scared. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Wow, what a full day. Wow. Wow. Sometimes a show just gets a life of its own, and this one, it had life. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you who else has a lot of life. That's our friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, man, they are just like, wow, epic good at helping businesses to just make their business better. I mean, that's their motto, actually. They like to say it. ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And they will do things like help you with sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing. And again, I always say it, their bread and butter is still staffing. Finding you the people you need. Literally finding you the people that you need to get the jobs you got to do done. So ZLA Solutions can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, get you all the folks you need for an entire shift at the factory or for onesies and twosies with, you know, hard-to-find niche skills. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. I always say blue collar, white collar, or no collar. It doesn't matter. ZLA Solutions, their website, check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Man, the text messages are ballistic. And one I got to point out right now, because we are in go-home mode. Jeremy from Huntsville just texted in a few minutes ago, and he says 565 in the Huntsville listening area. 565 is a parking lot going east and west near the ballpark. He says Trash Pandas. I guess Trash Pandas are playing tonight. I don't even know, but I believe that to be true. Anyway, Jeremy, thanks for the heads up. If you're on 565, just be aware it's a mess. What else have we got? I mean, I don't know that I can I get all these in? Let's see what happens here. I'm gonna scroll down to the bottom and work my way up. Doe Man from Harvest. Earlier he said, Wouldn't that at least be manslaughter? I think he was talking about when I talked about the murder of a pregnant woman with a being a double homicide. I guess that's what you're asking me, Dome Man. It's been so long since you texted it in. I'm sorry, I didn't see it. Joe from Birmingham, heard Dale's finishing move is called the hook in the jaw. I don't know what that means. The hook in the jaw. Does he? What's he telling me? He puts it in quotation marks.
He's saying his last move. So I'm guessing that's a wrestling move. I don't know.
Guess. I don't know. Moving on. Lee from Huntsville says, Pocahontas, that's like faux as in F-E-A-U, faux, fake. Pocahontas is and has always been tone deaf without facts. She called herself a female professor of color at a university. She's a clueless Marxist that pretends to be a Native American. That, in response to the tone deafness of Pocahontas, offering up concerns about Islamophobia the day after a Jewish man was killed in by a Palestinian protester in California. Grady from Arley says, when I was growing up, the KKK and white supremacists were against Jewish people, and that was bad. Now it's actually praised. That's crazy. Agreed, man. We got to stop this. Patrick from Grove Oaks says, Phil, two things. One, we understand y'all need to get paid, but if you have more advertising, we'll hear less of you and Boomer. That's just right. Okay. Actually, if we have less advertising, you'll hear less of me and Boomer. How about that? Two, the grading system is silly. A, B, or C is fine. No pluses or plus pluses. Sounds like a participation trophy, he says. Thanks for what y'all do. I just thoroughly disagree.
Don't even get me started on all participation trophies.
He's talking about John's grading system.
I know, but right? I just heard, that's all I heard was participation trophy after that.
Just incensed him. Crazy Joe from Decatur said, would it be redundant to say haters going to hate? Yes, it would, because we've been talking about Taylor Swift all week long. Mike from Muscle Shoals says, KJP, that's Corinne Jean-Pierre, the glass ceiling breaking. Says KJP needs to go apologize to the trees for wasting the oxygen they make. Wow. Mike from Muscle Shoals with the best dig of the day. That was a good one. Wayne from Falkville says, hey, Phil, I'll be the first Alamo Scout all the way. Appreciate you, man. Stay in tune. John C. from Madison, we are in a soft civil war right now. Do you think it'll become a hot civil war? No, sir, I don't. And I'm some people believe it will. I believe that there's a possibility that we could face some very difficult times. I believe that we have to watch, too, for things like attacks on our grids and things like that could wind up bringing things down. I do not see a true civil war. First of all, I think the red versus blue is what do you do with the purples? I mean, I don't think so. I don't see a true civil war. I see outbreaks of social violence like BLM riots. I see potential for attacks upon our systems, and I think we have to watch out too for attacks on our economy. But I don't see a true civil war. There's that. Tracy from Athens, all she said was bye, Roy. So, okay. Oh, that was Roy. Yes, that's right. That was Roy, our caller a minute ago. I was thinking, what's she talking about? Oh, okay. JT Lacey Springs says, two Dipper days are good. So many loose ends are tied up. Also, the caller before the break seemed to be on a hamster wheel. Happy Humpy Day. Okay, thank you, man. John from Huntsville. Boomer, for the second straight day, your performance deeply disappointed me because you were all low on sound effects. He had Grand Council.
Does he just grade me on sound effects?
You had Grand Council. You had, of course, Camel Day. You had.
Yeah.
I dispute this grade on your behalf.
Thank you.
I'm proud to be your advocate on this
one. But, John, there's so much more than just sound effects that
I do. He gave you a C+.
I do type sometimes. I do push another button or two. That's it.
Bottom line is I can't get it done without Boomer.
But you know what?
Does.
Phil does win the day. I would agree. It was a great day.
I'll take that. Okay. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, under Trump, we had no wars, lower gas prices, fuel oil reserves were good, lower taxes, low interest rates, energy independence, etc. All the while, he was constantly attacked by the liberal left. Imagine what he could have done if not being constantly attacked. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. And then lastly, just in time, Glenn from Bluntsville, enjoyed the show. Thank you. Glenn, we appreciate you. All right. Wow, that put a bow on that one. All right, y'all, amazing day. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.